The sign outside Greenland's town offices reads, "Our condolences to the Maloney family." Early this morning, the flags were already flying at half-staff to honor 48-year-old Police Chief Michael Maloney. The 12-year veteran of the police force was killed just a week before he was set to retire. Four other officers were wounded in the shooting. The gunman, 29-year-old Cullen Mutrie, an unidentified female, also died under circumstances still under investigation. Speaking at town hall, Attorney General Michael Delaney's main focus was on comforting a shaken town.
There will be extensive efforts to ensure that the community, that the police departments, and that all of the citizens that have been affected by this have the peer-to-peer support, the counseling, and any assistance that they need in coping with this tragedy.
Delaney wouldn't comment on why Chief Maloney accompanied the drug task force or discussed the tactics it used. And while those questions swirl, local officials say it's hard to believe their admired police chief is gone.
It's a crisis for the town. It's devastating.
That's Town Administrator Karen Anderson.
Our thoughts are with the family, our staff, and our employees.
Nearby, a sail-making business had a string of flags at half-staff. Owner Jeff Anderson said that he never would have imagined so much violence would visit his town.
We have been here for 30 years, and couldn't believe that it could happen in this place, of all places. But it just shows you that there are bad apples everywhere.
Anderson added that he'd seen Maloney, a police department he managed as models of small-town policing.
He was such a good guy. We enjoyed working with him. You know, if somebody left the keys in the car, they would come over and help us and that kind of stuff. And so it really is mind-boggling.
The sailmaker said he expected the town to recover from the tragedy eventually. How fast may depend in part on what is learned about how things ended up going so wrong. Governor John Lynch and state safety officials visited Greenland today to meet with town leaders at the local elementary school, which was closed for the day. Lynch drove away without speaking to the reporters who'd gathered outside. For NHPR News, I'm Roger Wood in Greenland.